Things Which Must Shortly Come to Pass by Professor David Inglesmith. Chapter 4, Post-Millennialism, Part 29. The Disastrous Consequences of Post-Millennialism, Part 2. The first disastrous practical consequence of the post-millennial error, pointed out in the preceding article in this series, is the diminishing and then the loss of the one Christian hope, the bodily return of Jesus Christ to raise the bodies of elect believers into immortal, heavenly life, and to reward the saints with the bliss and glory of the new world. Postmillennialism misdirects the hope of the saints to their future earthly reign in a carnal kingdom. Not only is an earthly reign in a carnal kingdom a pitifully lesser good than living and reigning with Christ in the resurrection body in a new creation, ablaze with the glory of the triune God in Jesus Christ, cleansed of devils, sinners, and sin, and home of the sweet, perfect fellowship of all the saints with each other and with God in Jesus Christ. But also the hope of postmillennialism is vain. There will never be a carnal kingdom of Christ in a golden age in history. The millennial kingdom of postmillennialism is a doctrinal mirage, a theological dream world. This article and the next expose a second, equally grievous, related consequence of the postmillennial error. Postmillennialism renders its adherents unprepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is as fatal to a church and to a professing Christian as losing the Christian hope. Scripture repeatedly and strongly admonishes the church to live in expectation of and readiness regarding the second coming of Jesus Christ. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21, and to wait for his Son from heaven, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. Comfort one another with these words: the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18 and 16. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. We look for new heavens and a new earth, 2 Peter 3, verse 10 through 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Titus 2, verse 13. To alert the church to this coming of Christ and its nearness, the Bible teaches signs of the coming. Signs are certain events in creation, in the history of nations, and in the churches. The signs announce and warn of the coming of Christ, not only in that the events are indicators of the coming, as road signs indicate that the city of Chicago lies ahead on the highway, but the signs are also themselves events that make everything ready for Christ's coming. In and through the events, Jesus is presently coming, is on his way back to the earth. As the falling air pressure, the darkening sky, and the gusty winds are the signs of the impending storm, so the biblical signs of the second coming of Christ are the harbingers of his coming. The passages of Scripture that teach the signs are especially Matthew 24, 2 Thessalonians 2, which specifies a great apostasy of the nominal church and the appearance of Antichrist before the day of Christ, and much of the book of Revelation. The truth of the signs of Christ's coming does not harmonize with postmillennialism. Whereas the signs forecast increasing wickedness, persecution of the church, and the rise of the anti-Christian kingdom before Christ's return, postmillennialism predicts the gradual earthly victory of the church in history. To this earthly victory of the church, the biblical signs of the end simply have no relevance. Indeed, they expose the false doctrine of an earthly victory of the church. Not the increase of wickedness, but an increase of godliness is the expectation of postmillennialism. Not the persecution of the church, but the church's physical punishment of all her foes is the postmillennial forecast of the days ahead. not the rise of the anti-Christian kingdom, but the establishment over all the earth of the earthly kingdom of Jesus and the saints is the post-millennial doctrine. With its teaching of the earthly victory of the saints in history, post-millennialism has absolutely no place for the biblical doctrine of the signs of the end, which are all events consisting of the increase of wickedness in history, of the persecution of the church and of the rise of Antichrist and his demonic world kingdom. Therefore, post-millennialism rejects the biblical teaching of the signs of the end. It cannot very well deny that the Bible teaches the signs. Matthew 24, 2 Thessalonians 2, and the book of Revelation are in the Bibles of the post-millennialists, as well as in those of amillennialists. But, in a move that is as audacious as it is clever, post-millennialism makes the signs merely events that had to do with the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 by the Romans. Postmillennialism thrusts the biblical signs of the end into the past. Hence, this exegetical tactic is known as preterism, from a Latin word referring to the past. According to the postmillennialist, Matthew 24, 2 Thessalonians 2, most of the book of Revelation, always excepting, of course, chapter 20 and the millennium, and much of the other prophecy of the end by the New Testament foretell the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 and the judgment of God upon the Jews. Nothing of all this biblical prophecy of the last days, which the Christian church has always understood as genuine eschatology, teaching about the bodily return of Jesus and the days and events immediately leading up to his return, pertains to the New Testament church at the present time. Christian Reconstructionist postmillennialist Gary DeMar dismisses the biblical signs of the end. Can we point to any signs that would indicate that Jesus' coming is imminent? The answer is no. DeMar continues with this. What about the events described by Jesus in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21? The events rehearsed in the Olivet Discourse are signs leading up to and including the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. These chapters have nothing to do with when Jesus will return at the final judgment. There are no observable signs leading up to his bodily return. End of reading. According to this representative, Christian Reconstruction proponent of postmillennialism, the book of Revelation is not the outstanding book in the Bible on eschatology, the doctrine of the last things. Rather, the purpose of the last book of the Bible was to describe events leading up to and including the destruction of Jerusalem. Accordingly, the book of Revelation was written before AD 70. The postmillennialism of Christian Reconstruction shoves the biblical Antichrist into the distant past, where he has no threat to their carnal kingdom of the saints. We read again, it is inappropriate to look for a contemporary rising political leader and describe him as the Antichrist. John had the time prior to Jerusalem's destruction in mind when he described the theological climate surrounding the concept of the Antichrist. It is unbiblical to use the term Antichrist for a present-day or future political ruler. The proper context is theological and pre-AD 70. In his advocacy of postmillennialism, specifically that of the Puritans, Ian H. Murray is guilty of the same preterist ploy. Murray responds to the criticism of postmillennialism by Herman Hoeksma. Scripture certainly does not sustain the notion that the church will experience a period of great prosperity antecedent to the coming of the Lord. The very opposite is true, he says. Murray then attempts to refute Hoeksma in defense of Murray's postmillennialism by declaring concerning Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and similar New Testament prophecies of increasing lawlessness and impending persecution of the church that all these things point to events which were shortly to take place and which are now past history. The Great Tribulation, foretold by Scripture, applied to the Jews. For Murray, as for the Christian Reconstructionists, and, indeed, as for postmillennialism generally, there are no signs of the end. The biblical signs of the end, in Matthew 24, 2 Thessalonians 2, and the book of Revelation clash with the rosy optimism of postmillennialism, specifically the forecast of the carnal kingdom of the saints for 1,000 years of earthly history. The signs, therefore, must be banished into the distant past and applied to the ungodly Jews of A.D. 70. To be concluded.